Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Southern Baptist Convention recently passed a resolution on natural marriage and religious freedom. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. I served on the resolutions committee for the Southern Baptist Convention, and I drafted the first draft of this marriage resolution in support of natural marriage. And Matt, this is a great step in the right direction for a denomination as large as the Southern Baptist, 46,000 plus or so churches, 50 some thousand plus or so churches and conventions and ministries, 16 plus million people around the country, and they passed this resolution in support of natural marriage and religious freedom. It's a good sign, especially when some other denominations are going the wrong way.
Well, that's right, and it's kind of surreal that we're even actually having to have this conversation, because it's a no-brainer. It's right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Throughout Scripture, in the beginning, God made them male and female. His clear design and definition of marriage is unequivocal. There's not even a debate. But it just shows you it's a testament to our times that a biblically solid denomination like the Southern Baptist would feel like in this culture, in this day and age, that they have to reaffirm what God has said about marriage, natural marriage between a man and a woman. But as you point out, Matt, there are so many mainline denominations, apostate denominations. That's the word the Bible uses for people who have rejected God's clear revealed will and design, and like the PCUSA and others who have rejected God's design for marriage and have embraced this worldly counterfeit made up idea of marriage that can include two men or two women.
You know, the amazing thing is God must be sitting back and looking at something like this. I'm sure he's pleased that the Southern Baptist Convention passed this, but he's also probably just thinking, you know, you humans, you're passing a resolution to support gravity.
I know.
It's like, what else are you
what
going
I
to do?
What I created in the very beginning.
What I created and what is what it is, and you can't change it.
I know.
And then the audacity of some to try to think that they can. I mean, that's the other flip side of this, and thus the reason why the Southern Baptist has to pass a resolution that affirms the natural created order of male and female as man and woman in marriage.
I know, it's just so ironic. I mean, this is just a basic that we know from the very beginning. God created man, he created a woman, and it's the basis of our society. But as you see our society compromising more and more, you see the whole concept of a man and a woman in one marriage degrading more and more.
Well, this resolution says, in the beginning, God created male and female in his image as the crowning act of creation. Marriage is between one man and one woman, ordered by God toward the union of the spouses, the means of procreation, formative of family, and foundational to the common good of society. It goes on to say that God alone is Lord of the conscience, and he has left it free from the doctrines and commandments of men, which are contrary to his word or not contained in it. It goes on to say that a law that directly contradicts natural law and biblical law is an unjust law, and it says our highest respect for the rule of law requires that we not affirm an unjust law that directly contradicts higher law. It says that purporting to redefine marriage does violence to the Constitution and is contrary to the Bible and natural order.
That's a strong statement right there, and they waded into the political debate here, which is the church, we have to do. When they politicize issues surrounding morality, objective morality, natural law, the created order, when the body politic presumes to interfere and redefine that which cannot be redefined and say that which is evil is good. It's up to the church. That puts the political in the purview of the church. And so the Southern Baptists here have taken a firm stand on the political side, which they did not politicize, which the left politicized here. And they have effectively rebuked these five rogue attorneys on the United States Supreme Court. And we should all be encouraged by that. But what we need to see is more of that.
Yeah, I think that is very encouraging, because they didn't just pass a resolution that affirmed marriages between a man and a woman. That is a no-brainer. But it's good that they did that. But they went on to talk about natural law, biblical law, unjust law, and that redefining marriage is contrary to the Bible, the Constitution, and the natural order. And it does violence. And so it is a very strong resolution. It's very unique. Now, the first group of religious leaders that passed a resolution similar to this was the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference. I also happened to be the general counsel for that particular organization and drafted a resolution for that organization. It represents 40,000+ evangelical churches across the country and many more outside of the United States of America. And it passed a resolution similar to this. It had strong language in it. Now the Southern Baptists have passed this. So I encourage other denominations and churches to pass resolutions, and we're certainly willing and able to draft them. I encourage you to pass or encourage people to sign the marriage pledge. We have that on the website defendmarriage.org. Defendmarriage.org is a strong marriage pledge that's there. And I encourage your people in your churches to step on the right side of history and step on the side of marriage and the natural created order of man and woman.
You know, it's been disheartening to me to see the church. I mean, we're the ones that should be standing for the way God created marriage. The church is now, you know, compromising more and more every day. I mean, what is up with that?
Well, I think the church is no longer, in some cases, when I say the church, I refer to not everyone, obviously, and not every pastor or church, but
as a whole,
it has been a follower of the culture rather than a leader and a challenger of the culture.
It should be a light.
And it's supposed to be a light and not be transformed by the culture, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Even in the situation, you know, following what happened in Orlando, churches got involved and they led in some cases, and in other cases they followed. And they ultimately allowed that situation instead of an opportunity to pray. Some of them allowed it to be a homosexual love fest. I mean, that's not something that we need to celebrate.
Exactly.
This is a tragedy that is against all Americans.
And Jesus had some pretty strong words about not conforming to this world. And you hear so many in the church today saying, oh, the church has to remain relevant. We have to be relevant. Baloney. The church is not relevant to the world because the church, the body of Christ and his teachings run afoul of the teachings of the world and the prince of the world. So what's troubling to me is that there's even any debate whatsoever, and that there are people who call themselves Christian who are conforming to the world, are disobeying Christ, are actually running afoul of God and Jesus in the context of this marriage debate, and are siding with the prince of the world who is trying to redefine marriage. This idea of gay marriage didn't come from God. It didn't come from Christ. So who did it come from?
Right.
Well, it is definitely contrary to the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. There's no question about it. It begins with God created male and female. He didn't create 45 or however many different genders. There's two. It's male and female. It's
Adam
binary.
And Eve, not Adam and Steve.
And it's obvious as part of a natural created order. But it also is a unique relationship in which two become one, through which children are born also in the image of God, through which we also have a paradigm of Christ's relationship with his church. So it's no wonder why it's under attack. And I think as a church, we need to delve back into the scriptures and understand God's natural created order, and that God's word will always remain true, no matter popularity polls or how the winds blow at any time in the culture. You know, one of the things that is a point that we mention when we're in Israel with our students through the Covenant Journey program is we are actually on different sites where Jesus may have said something. For example, he may have given the prophecy about the temple being destroyed. Well, people could have been listening to that, and during their lifetime, the temple wasn't destroyed. But it was in 70 AD, about 35, 40 years after he made that statement. God's word will come true. It may not be something that you see right away, but you can trust it, and you can trust it here in every other area of your life as well. I encourage you to delve into the scriptures and learn about what God has a plan for you. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. You can also call us at 800-671-1776. That phone number, 800-671-1776. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.